Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, everybody. Welcome to the first day of the week. And here we go. Glad to be here today. I hope everyone has had a wonderful first day of the week, a wonderful Sabbath, all of that good stuff. If you can hear me, please, somebody just press 1. If you can hear me, so I know my phone is working. Shalom, shalom, everybody. Shalom, shalom. Thank you so much. All right. It's a wonderful first day of the week. Well, let me do this. This is what we're going to do today for the show. Because it kind of bothered me about the chief of police in Chicago being fired the way he was. And it wasn't the fact that she fired him. It wasn't that fact. It was the grounds that she fired him on. And I was really upset about that because, you know, living in this society, you really get tired of people living and talking out of both sides of their neck. You really do. And it's time to start calling this society to the carpet because there's a lot of things going on. And I want to play something for you before I go where I'm going today, because I'm going to send this to the newspaper in Chicago when we get finished having this show. I mean, because enough is enough. It just gets to be too much. I mean, really. You sit back and you watch the hypocrisy and all of the stuff that goes on with it. It's unreal how these people just get on television and they just say what they want to say and it's supposed to be okay. It's just off the chain. So I wanted you to hear this clip because this is, I think, the one that got me when I first listened to it. You know, because I didn't know all of the story, but when I started really getting the story, I just wanted to share, you know, with you all how I feel about the whole thing. So I'm gonna play this clip for you, and then I'm gonna open up this floor, and you tell me what you think. Let me make sure I got all this together, okay?
Today I'm announcing that I terminated Eddie Johnson's employment as superintendent of the Chicago Police Department for cause, effective immediately.
A decision handed down to Chicago's top cop this morning.
A lie is a lie. He told me something that happened that night that turned out to be fundamentally different than what he portrayed to me and what he portrayed to members of the public.
The night in question, October 17th, just after midnight, when Superintendent Eddie Johnson was found slumped over the wheel of his black SUV near his Bridgeport home.
No, I fell asleep. Yeah, I fell asleep.
Johnson called a press conference later that day to give his side of the story, saying he forgot to take his blood pressure medication and got lightheaded behind the wheel, later telling the mayor he also had a few drinks with dinner.
Every officer, regardless of rank, must uphold themselves to the highest of standards, and that includes me.
He was not caught off guard. And he had plenty of time to choose his words. And the choice he made was to communicate a narrative replete with false statements, all seemingly intended to hide the true nature of his conduct from the evening before.
Mayor Lightfoot said out of respect for Johnson's wife and children, she would not go into detail, only saying video evidence and the Inspector General's report itself led to her decision to fire him.
Perhaps in years past, someone in Mr. Johnson's circumstances would have been allowed to simply retire. Doing so today, in these circumstances, would have been inconsistent with who I am and with the kind of principled leadership I want to bring to the city.
Mayor Lightfoot had already named former L.A. Police Chief Charlie Beck last month as the interim. She said during her press conference earlier today that he was already on a flight from Los Angeles and that he would be taking over effective immediately. Live in Bridgeport, Dana Rebick, WGN News.
All right. So I thank you for taking that moment. I wanted to make sure that I put that on the record because I want this to be on the record. Now, I understand the circumstances. Believe me when I tell you I do. I understand the circumstances. But I have to ask this question. What constitutes a lie? I want somebody, because she said a lie is a lie. You heard her say that. She said that out of her own mouth. She said a lie is a lie, and he did some things that was unethical. He created a narrative that wasn't true, and all of those things, which didn't fall under the preview of what she considers to be behavior for leadership, and I understand all that. I get that. But I pulled up the definition of a lie. A lie is supposed to be an assertion that is believed to be false, typically used with the purpose of deceiving someone. The practice of communicating lies is called lying, A person who communicates a lie may be termed as a liar. Now, I'm putting this on the record because it's time now. We got to do these things. So I know some of y'all know where I'm going with this, but I just want, we're going to stay on point, and I just want you to explain to me what you think a lie is. I'm going to start at the bottom, area code 904. Well, what do you think a lie is?
I think a lie is what you defined. It's the fact that you deceive someone, and that makes you a liar. And I think depending upon what the lie is, that there's different levels of punishment that should be associated with it. And can I say a little bit more? Is that it?
Nope, because I know you want to go there. I want you to go there. I know it's
okay.
Right on the tip of your tongue, but I want you to go there, but just hold on because I'm coming back. Area code 717, what do you think? 717, a lie? What do you think about it?
Excuse me. I think a lie is something that contradicts y'all's words.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a plan. Contradicts y'all's word. Okay. Area code 405, what about you? What do you think a lie is?
I agree with all the above. It depends on the person's character. Also, maybe he has a past. You know, that's all I know. Maybe she knows something about his past, and he's probably. Maybe done this before, maybe. I mean, not done the same thing, but was caught. You know what they used to call little white lies or little lies or
little
whatever.
White lies.
Yeah, little
okay.
White lies.
That's good.
So,
that's good.
You know,
that's good.
Okay. Hold that thought. We're going to stay on topic. Just hold that thought because we're going to do something today. Brother Donia, what about you? What about a lie? What do you think a lie is?
Well, a lie is as you described it. You understand? Some, you know, where you deceive somebody. You understand? And it's just like you said.
Okay.
But
Hold on. I know you do. I know everybody. Hold on. Because we can put something on the record today. Area code 228, what do you think a lie is?
A lie is contradicting your own statement when you tell a person one thing and your actions do another.
Okay, so we have all put on record what we think a lie is. I want to thank you all for stepping up. I want to thank you all for giving your opinions and your ideas. Hold on, I got some more folks. Hold on. Area code 478, what do you think a lie is?
I think a lie is anything that you use as a falsehood to try to deceive, something that you say that you use to try to deceive someone.
Okay. All right. Area code 919, what do you think a lie is?
That's what I was going to say, an intentional falsehood with the intent to actually deceive someone.
Okay. So I thank you all for giving your feedback. I think that's very important. And, you know, she said that there's something about a moral compass and all that good stuff. My problem with it is this. Everybody, when you start talking about a lie, the first thing we have to constitute is who defines what a lie is and where did the whole definition of a lie come from? So we have to deal with that first. And to me, that was defined in Yah's law. He's the one who decided what a lie was and whoever told a lie what the consequences was supposed to be for that lie. But the hypocrisy comes in here because I have gotten so many pictures from my own family members where they have had their children sitting on the lap of a white man with a beard on his face talking about Santa Claus. And my thing is this. If you can constitute that lie, what justifies you punishing that man for his lie? Because these lies have been going on for generations upon generations upon generations upon generations. But it only seems to be bad
or you put the moral compass on it when it's something that you choose to decide whether or not it's right or wrong. These people have been lying to their children for year after year after year after year. And I want to know from you all how you feel about that, because to me, that is the biggest hypocrisy that you can eat. You can't even get on TV and stand up on that podium and say, he lied to me. Because every one of you all are lying to your children every time you put your children in the front of that white man with that beard on his face and calling his name Santa Claus. I mean, it's just, I mean, am I right or wrong? Because I just got heated. I said, this is the perfect season for this to happen, because now everybody wants to constitute, oh, he lied. Do we get to decide what it is and when we tell it?
I'm just asking the question. The floor is open. I'm asking the question. The floor is open. What do you think about that? Is she justified to punish him for a lie, and we lie every day?
Sister Yahina, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Can I be heard? Okay, shalom.
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
I'm waiting on somebody to say something.
I have been vacillating on this one, because in my initial response, been in my flesh, understanding that I had limited knowledge, I was livid. I said, the wickedness of that city alone, how can this man be fired at the end of his career? But when I put on the fact of who we are as a people, the fact that judgment is alive and well at this time, and this very same man has permitted and allowed all the wickedness that's been going on and covering stuff up. I can't imagine if you lead in an organization and you have no knowledge of what's going on. All of our people are dying, or what we think are our people are dying out there, no streets. No one's being held accountable. And who knows that this may have been the Most High judgment on him for all that he allowed to go down and never exposed it. There are ways that we can expose it.
Wait, hold on. I feel you on that. We going to get to that. I'm with you 100%. Believe me, I'm not excusing anything. But I'm talking about judging someone for a lie when we constantly lie all the time.
Oh, this is a lying system. I get that. Oh, this whole system's a lie. It's built on a lie. But we, and I think at this point, we should come to the terms with that. For us, it don't work the same way it works for the other nation. It just doesn't, especially not in this hour. But everything is a lie.
And we've been helping them to promote the lie generation after generation after generation after generation. That's what has me living. I don't say that he's not to be punished. Don't get me wrong. I understand the curse and all that, but we're talking about people who have no idea about the curse, people who know nothing about us being Israelites, but the fact that you can get on TV and say, he lied to me.
Well, that's what you said.
I see exactly where you're going with that. That's the most hypocritical thing that you can do. Because, you know, and it has nothing to do with being an Israelite, but if you read the scriptures at all, you know, you don't go out and judge somebody like that when you know you're doing the same doggone thing. Because ain't one sin, one lie ain't no bigger than the next. They all lie.
Yeah, a lie is a lie. Now, she said that. She said that in her monologue there. She said a lie is a lie. But let me go a step further is, so, you know, how you prove a lie? You prove a lie with the truth. So what is the truth in the matter?
That's true. That's the truth. So okay, let's deal with that truth. Let's deal with the truth. Here you got a white man in a red suit with a white beard that's sitting on, white man now, sometimes they even get black Santa Claus that sit up on it, and you sit your kids on this man's lap, and you're constituting the lie. But it's okay for you to lie, and you can lie year after year, but then you put somebody else on the chopping block because they lied, and they lied to you, but you lied to your children. What's the difference?
Well, the difference is that because, you know, her position gives her the opportunity to be able to judge the lies that was told to her. You understand? Now, we've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to believe all of these lies. Easter, the Easter Bunny has AIDS. You understand? You know, and a number of other things. You understand what I'm saying? We've been hoodwinked and bamboozled to believe these things. You understand? So, but we got to understand this here, man. Our time here is short now. You understand? We ain't got that much longer to be in this position. You understand? And so when we see these things, you understand, we got to recognize and not implement those things into our society when we have our own. You understand? So, you know, but, you know, it's still, you know, you understand? Of course it's hypocritical. Of course. Without a doubt.
You understand? I mean, for real.
You know, but they're not gonna recognize those type of things. That's not what they do. You understand? They're in power now. You understand? And you know all of those little holidays that they got. Man, we know that they lied. Look what they did with Thanksgiving. You understand? Thanksgiving, man.
Yeah.
You understand? Ooh, you understand? That was a horrible thing, and that's a slap in the face to the indigenous peoples. You understand? But they don't care nothing about that. You understand? So they don't care about the lies that they tell. You understand? You know, but, and my whole thing is, man, what constitutes constitutes the lie? You understand? The lie, you understand, somebody has to be able to say, well, he lied because the truth is. You understand?
Exactly. So you got to be able to come up with the truth. And the reason why I'm doing this, and this is so important, because it's time for us to call these people to the carpet. And I'm not talking about the Gentile nation, because they're going to do whatever they're going to do. But you get tired of the hypocrisy. I mean, for real, you have taken this man's life. And I'm not saying that he wasn't wrong. I'm not saying, like the sister said, it may have been his judgment for him to be judged at the time he was. But you have taken this opportunity to spread this all over the news, and the news people jump on it. I mean, they own it. Oh, he told a lie. Oh, the mayor said something. But guess what? You all lie to your children every time you tell them Santa Claus is real. So what constitutes your lie being valid and you able to tell it, but then you turn around and take somebody else's career away because he told a lie?
That's not the same thing. That's what they were saying.
I could have been okay with he broke protocol. He did something that was against the protocol of the department, and it was punishable by dismissal. But you got on TV and told the whole world he lied to me. I said, really?
It might be a woman.
He lied to you.
It may be a woman. It may be a woman scorned.
Whatever it is, how can you justify that when we are supposedly in the season to be jolly? And ho, 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 and you send your kids up on top of this man's lap, and you're lying to your children every time you get a chance. How?
And that's why I have to look at it from a spiritual perspective, because it's not something that typically would be done. There would be consideration for the fact that the man is retiring. But I can't imagine what egregious things he may have allowed to happen. And I'm not saying it's right, because I don't know the story. I don't know what's behind. I guess for the benefit of his family, it wasn't revealed. But I have to believe that this judgment, I can't imagine the things that, because in Chicago, all the deaths and everything and that's going on there, and this man has been at the helm, I just can't imagine what
it might
he
be
knows
woman,
and did nothing about.
It may be a woman
scorned.
Maybe she's upset about something he didn't do for her or something he did that she didn't like, and she just put him on the spot.
No, I but think her puppeteers are really at the. No, like, I think it's not just her decision. I think the people above her.
No, it wasn't just her decision. It wasn't just her decision. That came down from higher than her. Trust
exactly.
me, I believe it. I'm
exactly.
with you. It came from, but the fact that you use something that's right up there with the people that get in, the black people that get in trouble, or the black people that are killed without cause. That's right up there with them digging in their past and saying, oh, they had a charge of marijuana when they was 14 years old. And everybody sits back like, excuse me? You just shot this man down in the street. What difference does that make? That's right up there with that, because guess what? You had put on TV all over the world that this man lied to you, and this is the reason why you all let him go, because there's a moral compass, and ethically it was done, something was done ethically that caused a negative remark on your organization. But guess what? When it comes to ethics and when it comes to truth, you pick and choose which ones you want to do, because every last one of them are lying to their children in this time of the season about Santa Claus. Every last one of them. So how hypocritical can you be?
Where do you think you at?
I mean, for real.
Brother Donai, you're right.
You're in a society that was built on lies.
That's true.
Okay, I know that you're frustrated. I understand. You understand well, okay. But this is the society that we live in. We live in a society. Okay, let me go another step further. Man, you know that Trump's been told about 5,000 lies since he's been in office. <That's it.
laughs> Right. Yep. Right. Lord have mercy.
You know what I'm saying? And they still can't get him out of office. You know what I'm saying? And it's a real big thing here. You know what I'm saying? You know, so, I mean, where do you think you at? You ain't. This is a society that was built on lies, man. They took the land from a people that was already here and built a story about they found this land.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's frustrating. Of course it is. You understand? You know, I get frustrated and tears come to my eyes every time I hear about one of our brothers and sisters that has died needlessly. Whether we shot him, whether somebody of his peers shot him, or he was shot to death, you understand, by the adversary. You understand what I'm saying? It breaks my heart in two. You understand? Because, you know, if we wasn't in this society, man, we wouldn't be going through this here. You understand? But we in a society that was built on lies, period. Hallelujah.
That is the truth. Hold on. Area code 919, your mic is open. You're on the air. Unbelievable. Area code 919, your mic is open.
Okay, I'm looking to see what he says, and that gives us some insight as to whether or not there's really some major foul play going on, and he don't want to touch it. Because if he remains silent and there's no comeback, then we know there definitely was a need for the discretion, and he might be real happy about it, or at least that had to be the cover for whatever was going on.
I'm sure he did something. I'm sure he did. I'm not excusing his behavior under any circumstance. I'm not. I'm sure that they were probably justified in what they did, you know, in getting rid of him, because he's not the first one that they have removed from office, because the one before him was removed from office, and he's been all on YouTube talking like, I was ethical and they removed me. So this one hasn't even been up there for four years yet. He was getting to his fourth year in the first of January when he was going to retire, and that's how he was going to be able to get the superintendent's pension. But now he's only qualifying for his 30-year service as a police officer. So the one before him was fired, and then he went into his place. And now, so I'm not justifying whatever he did. I don't know what he did. I really don't want to know what he did, because he know what he did. I'm just talking about the hypocrisy of these people and how they continue to go before the people and just lie, and they lie, and they lie, and they lie, and then they want you to justify their lying, but then they want you to also rally with them when they punish somebody else for lying. And it's like, get over yourself. I mean, somebody got to call you to the carpet and say, really?
They know they lying. I'm with Brother Adonia. This is a lying, lying. Everything about it's a lie. It's younger than its birth date. It's only 234 some years old. They spent over 300 years erasing everything that was and created a new world. This whole thing is a lie.
Oh, my gosh. And see, that's what I'm talking about. I don't doubt that he did something wrong. You know, they had to. They didn't make that up out of thin air. I'm with them 100% on that. But when you live in a society that lied 95% of the time, 99% of the time, they making up the rest of the stuff, you just look like you guys must really think we stupid because you're lying to your own children every day. But it's okay
that's
for you
our,
to do
that's
that.
That's our punishment. That's our punishment that the Most High has given us. Because look who's ruling this, and it's he's the father of lies. So
yeah.
It won't be right. And you know what? Right now, I believe the Most High don't want it to be comfortable for us because it's going to get worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
He wants us to cry out to
worse.
Him. Oh yes.
Yes. It's going to get worse. I agree with you. And you just look at it and how we stand up. And we support the mess. And we support all the lies. I told them, don't send me no more pictures with y'all's kids sitting on Santa Claus's lap. I don't want to see
Ooh,
that.
Thank you.
I don't want to see none of that. Because you're continuing to lie. And why lie to your children before they even old enough to talk? Don't send me no more pictures with your kids sitting on the lap of a lie. Now, when are we going to start telling the truth?
Right.
Area code 919-244, your mic is open, you're on the air.
I was just trying to say that it was a plan. They wanted to get rid of him. They made up the excuse. They used that, that's how they removed him. So it was a lie perpetrating another lie, and it just goes to show where we are in this day and time. We just waiting on y'all.
It's pitiful. You get sick of it. It's like, really? Area code 919-264. Your mic is open. You're on the air.
Take yourself off mute.
Okay, I was on mute. This is Sister Cheryl. How you doing?
Okay.
Shalom, Sister Cheryl.
Shalom.
Hey, I read recently that there was more to the story than they're telling the public, like 244, area code 911-244 just said. There's more to the story. He and one of his officers apparently was having an extramarital affair. Both of them were in unhappy marriages. And I think she had already left her husband. But they had been communicating or dating for a while. And the night that this incident happened, they were together. And I think that maybe, you know, like you said, there was more to it. They didn't want to put all of that out on the news, and they used the lie as the reason to get rid of him, even though there was more to the story. That's all.
And I can believe that. I heard about that. I heard about him having dinner with one of his detail women that was in his detail. And like I said, again, that's none of our business. I mean, whatever the reason was behind it, you know, that's a breach in protocol. That is, you know, not following procedures and all that. All that goes under that category. But when you can get on TV and say he told us a lie, you know what I'm saying? It just opened the door up for you all to be questioned about the lies you tell. You know, it would have been better for her to say protocol was broken, he didn't follow procedures, and, you know, whatever the situation was, you know, it warranted the response that it got, and we had to dismiss him. They could have said something like that, but when you stand up and say, he told me a lie. He lied to me. He lied to the community. that's when you open yourself up, because the first thing I think about is the Christmas tree. Because guess what? They got them in the churches right now. They got Christmas trees in the church. That's a lie. The next thing I think about is the pictures with Santa Claus. He all at the mall, the kids take the pictures on his lap. That's a lie. You know, all this about Christmas is your Howard-side birthday. That's a lie. I mean, all the lies that have been told, it just seems funny to me that nobody investigates those, and they can punish you for telling one, but everybody tells them consistently over and over and over again.
Well, you know what? Everything reveals itself. You understand? We got the first lie that they ever told to for this country is that they founded this place. You understand? That was the first lie that they could possibly tell. Then here's the real kicker. They didn't find out about this lie until years later. Years later. I'm talking about maybe 100 years later, because everybody, that lies were all around the world. America was founded by such and such and whoever.
Christmas. Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. But that story didn't reveal itself until hundreds of years later. Now everybody's recognizing that, hey, man, there was people here already. How can you find something that somebody already has? You understand? But that was the beginning of the stories of the beginning of these lies that they perpetuated over the years. You understand what I'm saying? Now we got to understand now, as you know, when you become a Hebrew Israelite and you're finding out yourself and you're seeing all of these things is being revealed to you, it's going to frustrate the hell out of you. It's going to frustrate you.
That's an understatement. Woo, that's an understatement, Brother Dunya. I mean, you just look at them and you be like, wow, how dare you? I mean, you're so comfortable with it now. That's the thing.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's so comfortable with it. They can just stand up in a matter of fact and say, Santa Claus is going to come to your house tonight. And guess what? Hold on. And he's going to come down the chimney and put toys at your. And some people ain't even got chimneys. But they're so comfortable with lying that.
Yeah, even that portion right there, you understand? Him coming down the chimney. Everybody ain't got no damn chimney.
What? Exactly.
You know, but it's all being revealed here. You understand, and these things is not being revealed in the time that it happened. The lie goes long way all the way around, and then it comes back. And now we understand that that's a lie. There's no way possible that big old guy could get down that chimney at all if he had one.
but you know what? They keep on telling it. Over and the black people telling the same lie. We just keep on telling the lie. And guess what? We go in church and we shout and we speak in tongues and we hustle Mashonda, and then we go home and we tell the same old lie. I mean, it's just hypocrisy. It really is. And when you think about it, you're just like, wow, you don't see yourself? You don't understand what you're doing? You know, because bitter and sweet can't come out of the same fountain. It's like, oh, do you realize what you're doing? You're lying to your children. I remember a long time ago this lady asked me, she said, are you getting ready for the holidays? I was young, too. I think I was about maybe 29, 30. She said, are you getting ready for the holidays? Is Santa bringing your children toys? I looked at that lady from the other nations. I said, I don't lie to my children. I don't. You should have seen the look on her face. You would have thought I cussed her out the way she looked at me. I said, I don't lie to my children. I just don't do that. No, I'm not going to keep their lie going, and no, I'm not going to pass this down through my house from generation upon generation upon generation, because it's a bold-faced lie.
You know, and the thing is that, you understand, you hustle all year, work all year,
all
man.
All year.
And then Santa Claus gets the praise.
Crazy stuff.
Is Santa Claus going to come visit me this year?
You know, like, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to lie to them. And, you know, I'm thankful even before I was in Christianity at that time, and I still knew that that kind of stuff wasn't true. And I knew, because when I found out that my parents had lied to me, I felt violated and betrayed. My feelings were hurt that they took me through that. And years later, when I found out it wasn't true, I was very upset with them. Because I felt like, you teach me all this stuff about being righteous and being honest and the importance of being honest and having your word is your bond and all of the things that you teach me, and you lied to me at this time. Why would you do that? Because it sounded like to me it was just hypocritical to me. And the reason why I'm doing this is because this is the season to be jolly. Ho, ho, ho. I'm just letting y'all know it's time to stop telling their lies to your children. I'm just telling you the truth. It's time to stop, because you can't have it both ways either. Like she said, a lie is a lie. Didn't she say that?
Yeah, that's what I heard. But you know, you understand that those same whole holidays is all over the world. Everybody
doing.
Yeah,
I know.
Everybody. You understand? Yeah. I mean, it's in Africa. You understand? They ain't seen one white before even one white folk show. No, I can't say that.
You can say in a red and white suit with a beard on, wasn't none over there doing that.
Yeah. It's
unbelievable.
But, you know, this is part of this place was built on lies, the whole thing, man, everything, man. And the most prominent lie is that they founded this place. How could that happen?
And then they talking about how much Trump done lied. You lying, too. Everybody's lying. So if you're going to call him one, you got to call yourself one, too, when you tell your children that Santa Claus is real. You lying, too. So guess what? He ain't getting up but follow suit with what everybody else is doing. Y'all lying, we lying, everybody lying. So that's what I'm saying. If you're going to use that as the basis, then you might as well fire everybody, because everybody's lying.
Yeah. Well, you know, no for sure, T. He took lying to another level, boy.
How can you do that, brother? Brother Donnell, how can you take lying to another level? A lie is a lie. That's what she said. She said a lie is a lie.
But I'm talking about with the lies that he has been telling, you understand? He's an escalated man, you know, you understand? That and if you ever notice, you understand, there's a thing that says that right is wrong and wrong is right now. That's what I mean when he took it to another level. Because they believe in his lies over the truth. You understand? You know, so do we. Wrong is right and right is wrong. Go ahead.
So is it over here? I mean, what's the difference? We set up our children up, and we tell our children these same old lies year after year after year. And we know it's a lie. Like you said, some people ain't even got no chimney. He is not going around the world in 12 hours delivering toys all over to all the kids around the world. It's a lie. But we tell it all the time. And it's acceptable because you know what? It's for the kids. That's what people tell you. It's for the kids. And the Most High going to give you a break. It's for the kids. And they justify it. And they shout and they speak in tongues and they do all the things they do. But guess what it's for? It's for the kids. So you allow to lie when it comes to the kids.
It's a story.
You know,
the biggest lie that they ever told was, for me, from my perspective, was they founded this place. How could they find this place and people was already living here?
You know, it's just unbelievable.
That was the beginning.
Unbelievable. Yeah, they told a lie. It was based on a lie. It was a lie. It was a lie. It was a lie. And they just have continued. They put the lies in the history book. Like she said, they've erased stuff and replaced stuff with lies. And it's just been a continual, habitual lie.
Yes, well, yes.
And the audacity of it is for them to tell you it's a lie and then still keep lying, because you said that you founded the link, for example, but then you also acknowledged that there were a whole people here with a system and everything else. So which one is it?
You know what? It would have been better. It would have been better if they had just told the truth and said we was destined to take it. We took it from them, and this was what we were supposed to do, was to take it. Then to come and lie and say we found it and nobody lived on it.
And on top of that, they annihilated almost all of the people that was living on the land just so that they can keep their lie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the lie come out after a while. It comes out, and it's just the truth. You know, and it's like, when do we stop lying?
When and guess what? Guess
and that's
what?
Your
when
biggest
you
point. Yeah.
Guess what? When you, if this story gets out that you putting telling the truth about their lies, oh man, you, I don't know what they might do to you. You understand? When you put out the truth against the lie, huh?
You right. I mean, you look at it and you say, how hypocritical can you be? You mad at me because I won't tell your lie? You see the thing how that lady looked at me like, how dare you? You mean you don't tell your children about Santa? I said, no. Because Santa didn't buy none of this stuff I did.
That is correct. Sam Cole didn't just all of a sudden, man, you know, and you can see how they push that lie too, man. Well, you write down a piece of paper what you want, you understand, and we're going to give it to Sam.
So you know what I would do? You know what I'd do if I was him? I would challenge it to the hill. I would challenge that all the way through. It's like going to court and they don't have all the evidence. Even though you know you're guilty, I would challenge that to the hill. Because how dare you call me a liar when every day everybody up in here is lying?
Well, you probably don't want to get just that to get around to his wife. You understand? Remember,
she already knows. Brother Donnie, I want him to take out a woman. And you probably already know this because you're much older than me. But from a woman to a man, a wife know what her husband do.
Of course. He come home with different smell.
You come home with that different spirit, period. A wife knows what her husband is doing. Now, she might not say nothing, but she not dumb. That lady know what's going on because she been with him too long, so she know. It ain't nothing they know about him that she don't know. So, you know, and for them to even put that out there was dirty, because they didn't even have to say all that. They could have just said there are some things that we're not ready to divulge right now. There's an investigation going on. But when you put that kind of stuff, we don't want to do anything to harm his children and his wife. That's antennas going up at the first. Everybody know what that means. It's either a woman or a man, one of the two. Everybody said that. When I told them on my job, they was like, that's one of two things. It's either a woman or a man.
No, okay, I agree with you.
But a
I
woman
agree.
Knows her husband. You can be apart, but you know when his spirit done changed. So she knows what's going on. Can't nobody hide that from her.
Well, here's the thing right now. See, unless he has been a perpetual the liar, you understand, and which we don't know. I don't think that we know, you understand. But there's penalties, you understand, rules and rules that they have to follow. You understand? What I mean by that is that there's a lesser charge, you understand, then there's a medium charge, and then there's the full charge, you understand? So, you understand, he must have not have been totally, and the lady said, man, it might have been some something happened between her, between the woman and the man, and she felt jilted. You understand? So she could just go take it to the limit.
You know, I could, like I said, that part, if he's guilty of that and he broke protocol, that's one thing. I'm not condoning his behavior. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, because I know that if he's done that, that's the wrong thing to do, especially in leadership. Some things in leadership you just don't do, because you have to be an example as a leader to conduct yourself a certain way, because everybody is watching you, and everything from the head trickles down. So I get that part. I know all about that and how that works. My thing is this: if he broke protocol and he did something that warranted that, then that's fine. Say that. But when you get on TV and you tell the whole world, he lied to me. He lied to me. He lied to the community. He lied to his people. And we just will not tolerate a lie. Guess what, Dean? You're going to have to fire everybody on the force because everybody done lied about one thing or another. Everybody has. And most people do lie when it comes to their survival. They're going to tell a lie. And you know how I know? Fill out the application that says, have you ever smoked marijuana? Everybody say no, and that's a big, bold-faced lie. Okay. They do.
You say, have you ever
what? You know, smoke marijuana.
Oh, okay.
Everybody say no. Everybody tell you no. There's no, big old no, no. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you live in a society where all it is about negativity and you lying and you're there making that statement, that's a bold, broad statement to make, especially around this time of the season, because everybody's lying to their children.
I'm stepping away from my desk. I'll be back.
Yeah, everybody. So,
sister,
I mean, I just want to know what your feedback is on it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can now.
Oh, sorry. I was pushing one, but I couldn't tell if I was in the queue. So let me know when I can speak.
No, you're speaking now. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just wanted, just in general, not that specific situation, but I think that this is a society where lying is a tool. I don't think people really see it as wrong, and I really think it's linked to our Declaration of Independence, where we have this right to pursue happiness. And I think that in the individual pursuit of happiness, anything that it takes for people to get that is okay.
I don't think this
is a society that sees it as wrong. It's a tool. And under Yah's laws, we have a responsibility to each other. But in a society like this, it's individually based, and you have the right to pursue your own happiness. Lying is a tool.
Okay, but then what constitutes it being wrong then? I just want to know what do they use to validate it being wrong, because she said that it was wrong. So that's where I'm going. That's why I started out with the fact that, like Brother Donia said, the only way to be able to determine whether something is a lie is whether you can tell the truth. So where do they, and I'm not talking about them, I'm not talking about us, where do they find anywhere in their system that say lying is wrong? Because the only place I go to is the Word. That's the only place I found in the Word that says that lying is wrong. Even when you go online and get the definition from it, they have to get it from somewhere.
Yeah, I think if you get caught, I mean, here, and also it's a tool for whatever the background story is for her, it's a tool for someone to get what they need out of this situation. And if they don't need it out of another situation, they'll ignore it.
Yeah, it's a tool. They definitely is using it as a tool. But how hypocritical is that? How can you use it as a tool and then turn around and lie at the same time to your children?
I just don't think this society sees lying as an absolute wrong. It's very relevant.
Well, he got fired. As a result of it.
That's from his perspective, but from hers, it was a tool.
Now, I understand. I understand exactly what you're saying. But look at the hypocrisy in it all. Look at how, you know, we can turn around and use it for the benefit of trying to right a wrong, and then turn around and use the same principle to make somebody feel good about something that's not true. And they don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear nothing about Santa Claus. Nothing. Somebody told me that one of the teachers, they read one of the teachers was telling the kindergarten class that Santa Claus wasn't real. They fired her.
Wow.
The parents was like, you had no right
to do that. That was not your right to do that, because the kids went home crying and all upset. She said Santa Claus wasn't real, and they fired the teacher. So what kind of place is this? I mean, really, when you think about it, what kind of place is this that you can tell a lie out of one breath and lose your job, and then you can go and try to write the lie on another breath and still lose your job? Some believers, just, you know, when you come into the knowledge of the truth, and like I said, this was even before, this was when I was in Christianity, I came into this knowledge that I wasn't giving nobody else credit for buying the toys, but I wasn't lying to my children. And I told the lady, I don't lie to my children. I'm sorry, I don't do that. But then we scold our children and chastise our children for lying to us. And we'll sit up and tell them, whatever you do, I can accept anything as long as you tell me the truth. Excuse me? I mean, for real. It's all hypocrisy. You know, that's how I felt. I was like, really? The whole big speech you just gave me about how important to tell the truth is, and you've been lying to me this whole time. When I set those cookies and that milk out on the table, you ate it and you kept the lie going? I'm just saying. How can we justify that? How can we do that? How can we do that with a clear conscience? And these people still been dressing up in this suit all these years. They're having these people sit on their lap. You don't know whether these people pedophiles or what. You just sitting your babies up on their lap and taking pictures. You, I mean, some of them sitting up on their lap. And it's like, wow, really? It's just, you know, when you look at it from that perspective, it's just like, whoa. You know, it just lets you know where you're at and where you're sitting and how damaging it is. I mean, it's just damaging. It's damaging to everybody. You know, it is. You know, and it's just, you know, you have to be able to call a spade a spade. You got to be able to say, look, yeah, I'm not reading no more into it than what it is. I have to see it for what it is. And this is where we're living, and this is what we're doing at this time, right? And these are the people that we're around. And church full. Today, church was full. It was. And it's like, are they, I just wonder sometimes, is their mind, are they blinded? Is it something they just can't see? Did somebody pull the wool over them spiritually where they don't understand what they're doing? Because I remember when I was younger, I was sneaking and smoking cigarettes because everybody was smoking cigarettes. I think I was in the 9th or the 10th grade, and I was smoking cigarettes, and I was smoking. My father wouldn't say nothing. He just watched me for a while. And then one day he went in my purse. I was standing right there. He went in my purse. He said, are you smoking? And I was like, couldn't lie. They was right there. I was like, yeah. And I got scolded because of that. And I was I said, you smoke? You know, he told me don't do what I do. And that's basically what we're telling our children. So when they get ready to tell you a lie, and they stand up in your face, and they lie to you about something that you feel like they should tell you the truth, you just remember that you've been lying to them all these years. And that's what my father did. And you'll tell them, don't do what I do. I need you to tell me the truth. So we're going to get right. We have to swear. When you know better, you do better. We have to stop promoting the lie. And that's where we start. It's right there. Stop promoting the lie. Just tell the truth. If you want to buy your baby some toys, buy them some toys if that's what you want to do. But tell the truth. Or else don't get mad when they lie to you. Because they're going to eventually find out you've been lying the whole time. unbelievable. I mean, you know, when you think about how this society has been built and what it's been based upon and how many times, you know, it's supposed to have this moral compass to be able to say right or wrong. But we still lying. And everybody just laughs and jokes, and they just go do what they got to do, and they take it, and they know it's a lie. They know it is. And the reason why I'm dealing with this today is because Christmas is coming up. We ain't even going to deal with whether or not you celebrate it or not, because that's a whole other monster by itself. But the lie. It's unreal. It just is. I mean, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were and how you felt about the whole part of the lie. Because like I said, whether he's done something morally wrong and he's done something that jeopardizes his family, that was the choice that both of them made. They stepped into that, you know, and they have to deal with the consequences of that, you know, and that's a whole other monster, and that's really none of my business. I could care less one way or the other because they know they're wrong. If nothing, we have to tell them. Like I said, it's already built in your DNA when you're breaking the law. You'll know that whether you accept being an Israelite or not, you know when you're going against the commandments. That's already in there. So that's something that's going to happen. And was she justified in firing him? Probably so. I don't knock that either. But when you can stand up and use that as a basis, he has justifiable cause to come up against you for what you said. Because, it's like you just lied too. That ain't real. And if they find it with her with one picture, with her and her kids, her grandkids with Santa Claus, you just lied too. And that's ethically unacceptable. That's morally unacceptable. Just saying. I mean, you know, we gonna start. We gotta start somewhere. And the bed was where? What better place to start than the things that we have learned since we've been here? Because when you start peeling all that stuff away, then you're really free. You don't have to worry about none of that. You're free then for real. And then when they go to the mall and ain't nobody lining up to take a picture with Santa Claus, he'll go home. I'm just saying. I mean, you know. I mean, do you think it's a bit over the top or do you understand what I'm saying? As a people, we got to stop lying to our children and ourselves. Good stuff. Anybody have a comment? I got your mics is off. You know. But as far as his wife, she knows what's going on. You can't. A woman know her husband. She knows. And she's been with him long enough for her to know. And that's between him, her, and God. And yeah, because they're going to have to straighten that out or not. You know, and yes, they probably wanted what happened to them to happen. It probably did. But at the same time, do you use lie? Because we all do that. Everybody do that. Everybody lie. No. I mean, we're striving to not do that. And we're striving to be as obedient as we can. But everybody tells a lie. Like I said, fill out an application and ask them, have you ever smoked marijuana? Most people on here say no. I'm just saying, y'all got quiet on me. Did I step on some toes or something? I mean, you know, gee, are you still there? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we still here.
Man, I mean, but what do you think about all of it when it comes to Christmas and Santa Claus and the things that we have done to help to promote the lie?
You're right. That's what it is. It's a lie. And, you know, we've all done it at some point, I would assume, you know. So I think all of us grew up in Christianity at some point.
Yeah. And then we have done that to ourselves and to our children, you know. And if we're going to be a nation of priests and kings, and we're going to be priests to the other nations, we have to set the example.
Mm-hmm.
We do. And as hard as it may seem, And it's difficult for some people as it is, because it ain't that hard. Like I said, I stopped that when I was in my late 20s, early 30s. It was not happening. I was not going to do it. Tooth fairy, all that other stuff didn't come out my mouth. You know, it just didn't happen. So, you know, those are the things that we have to be able to stop doing. You don't know who that man is. He could be a pedophile. Do you know him for real? One of the mall employees putting on a costume. It is. It's like this whole experience has been a masquerade. It has.
Yeah.
Other people have assumed other people's identity. I mean, the whole thing has just been an experiment to me. It's like, wow.
That's it.
I mean, it is just the truth. I mean, you know, it really is something that you have to come to terms with, I think. This is just, you know, me sharing my thoughts. I just think that you have to come to terms with come to grips with the fact that the things, the captivity and the chastisement has just been a big lie. I mean, you know, the captivity has been real, you know, and the things that we've been through has been real, you know, but everything else that was supposed to be given to us that gave us pleasure, it was a lie. You know? So, I mean, you know, it's just those are, and it's difficult for a lot of people to take because, like she said, they justify. They be like, well, you know, it's a tool. We had to use it as a tool. And we don't really think it's anything wrong with telling. The lady got fired. She lost her job. But she told the kids there was no Santa Claus. Now, imagine being one of us being a school teacher. And the kids come in and say, Miss So-and-so, Santa Claus is coming to my house tomorrow. You know?
Wow.
You know? And what are you supposed to say at that point?
Shelly Ann Conway said it was alternative facts.
It was what?
Alternative facts.
Ain't that something?
Yeah.
That's something. It's just something. I'm telling you, you know, it's just like, wow. It really is. It's just really, I mean, you know, it's something else. I mean, for real. And we have to be able to just shake it off and keep it moving. And I know it's difficult, you know, but like I said, you know, I just felt, you know, how hypocritical can you be to say something like that? Because it does sound like a woman scorn. It does. It sounds like a woman scorn. I don't know if that's true or not. I doubt it. I hope not. You know, I really do hope not. I don't even want to put that out there. But, you know, at the same time, how can you use that as a basis? It's your reasoning behind doing what you do. You should have said something like he broke protocol. And I reared up when she said he lied to me, he lied to his team, he lied to the community, and a lie is a lie. I said, oh, is it? Okay, well, Christmas coming up. We're going to see what happens now. Ho, ho, ho. You know? I mean, really, seriously. Unbelievable. And like I said, if you want to buy toys, you can buy toys if that's what you want to do. But keep it in perspective. Don't lie. You don't have to lie. You don't have to do none of that. No? But the whole Chris Pringle thing and the he riding through the sky on reindeers and the reindeers, he got elves up in somewhere. I don't know where they came from, where they from, or where they're supposed to be from. But all of that, that's not true. It's just not. And you put something in the mail, and all the letters that you put in the mail, most of the time with no stamp on it, goes absolutely nowhere. But he gets all those letters, and in a 12-hour span, he is able to deliver toys to kids all over the world, and some people don't even have no chimney.
And NORAD tracks him.
Huh? Say that again, sis.
And NORAD tracks him on TV at night.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. For real. I mean, really, when you think about it, it is unreal that we have accepted that, and we have, and we helped do it. We helped to promote it.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm just, who am I? I don't know. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, it's just time for us to be able to, we have to come at it from that perspective. I think because if you start telling people Christmas ain't real and Christmas is pagan, I had a pastor tell me, so what? Okay, so we pagan. So what's that mean?
Wow.
He did. That's what he said. He said, okay, so we pagan worshipers. So what's that mean?
That we liars.
You know, no, there's no remorse, there's no guilt or anything for what they're doing. It's because everything is acceptable. You can do what you want to do in this society, and you can make up what you want to make up, and you'll believe it. Everybody will believe it one way or the other. You say it long enough, people will believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that they got people all over the world trying to get to America?
Yeah, to be able to live the lie. I sure do know that all over the world to be able to live the lie. Yeah, I do.
So, you know, we always look at the grass being greener on the other side.
Mm-hmm. It's not. No, and for us sitting in this place and understanding what it is and what it represents, you know, we have a totally different perspective on it. And like I said again, if you want to buy your kids toys, buy some toys. If that's what you want to do. But don't lie about it. Because they deserve to be told the truth just like you do. You know, we owe them the truth too. We just can't live one thing and do something else and say something else. No. They asked me at my job, you going to the year end party? No. Well, we changed the name from it being a Christmas party to a year-end party just so you could come. I said, nope. I'll stay at work, thank you. Nope. Yep, because guess what? The moment I step my foot in there, when it get in there, half of the foot is in the door, somebody going to come up to me and say, I thought you didn't celebrate Christmas.
Oh.
It's difficult. I know it is. I know it's difficult. It makes you take a stand. But guess what? I'm going to tell you something about kids. Kids will respect you if you tell them the truth.
Yeah.
They will. They really will. Little kids will respect you if you tell them the truth. Because they're not stupid. They're just little people, but they're not stupid. And they'll come up to you and say, Daddy, why did you lie? They will. Mommy, Why did you lie? You told me not to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Won't they do it?
Yes, they will.
They will. They come up to you and ask you that question. Why did you lie? You told me not to lie.
I got an announcement. You know, for anybody that is a child of a veteran, or a veteran, they got a pension plan, and they got an application that you fill out at the Veterans Administration. I've got my application. I'm gonna fill it out. You understand? But they probably owe you some money. You understand?
Okay. My father was a veteran.
And so you're probably a child of your father who was a veteran. And if you go on Veterans Benefits and
mm-hmm.
click on pension, they have a list of who is eligible. Is eligible per se, because you have to fill out the application to find out whether you're eligible or not. And if you're eligible, man, mm-hmm. they probably send you some retroactive money.
Okay. We definitely look into that for real. It's just, you know, wow. So, I mean, you know, that's where we are now. You know, it calls us to the carpet. Some of us have already done it. We got issues in other areas that we're working on. Some areas we don't have issues with, and we got issues in other areas. But I just thought that was the perfect opportunity to bring this whole Christmas thing into play from a different perspective. You know what I'm saying? Because every year we come up with it pagan, you ain't supposed to keep Christmas, it ain't Jesus' birthday, and it just rolls off one ear from another. Hold on, I got people pushing one. 972, your mic is open, you're on the air.
Yes, I've been listening, and I'm thinking that the argument that's being put forward, I understand exactly what you're saying, but I think that I look at it a bit differently. We're living in a place where, as someone said before, lying is rampant. In the police department, you can lie to somebody to get a confession. So that's not the basis for making a determination of whether this was right or wrong. I was looking, and I think that what's being presumed here is that we're operating from a base that has a biblical foundation, and we don't. We have people who are using moral equivalency. If it's right in that moment, that's what determines whether it's right or wrong. But I also look at it this way. One of the things I see you saying is we need to take personal responsibility for not being a part of this lie, because one of the things is that we have to be free of this. So I look at it on a personal level, which is what you're saying mm-hmm. now in terms of really not lying to ourselves, not lying to our children. And there are so many things that really this society is set up to really compromise you in terms of your own personal integrity, because it's not biblically based. But also when I look at what happened in terms of this particular person who was fired, I heard that and I thought it was just so hypocritical, because we have a president who, Brother Donia said 5,000 times, but really it's 15. It was 14 about mid-month, but he has lied over 15,000 times. And what we have is we have these people who put themselves up as arbiters of what is good, representatives of what's good and honorable, and they support the lie, and people are not calling him out in terms of, they're just acting as if the lie, because it facilitates their particular agenda, is okay. And so what we see is we see people who have no moral foundation, and
mm-hmm.
we're acting to expect something from them, which we don't. And so the thing is, if I'm going to look at what's happening with this man who was fired, I want to look at what's happening at the top. If we're going to hold him accountable, I want to hold the people who he's supposed to represent, which is the whole of his community, and we have someone who's representing the whole of the nation. What's happening there? And so the thing is that if I'm going to compare anything, I'm going to compare him with the person who's sitting at the top. And I just look at it as this. I have to say I'm going to the best of my ability shake off as much mud as I can, because this is why he's going to have to take us into the wilderness and cleanse us. I am caught up in a mess. I find myself so often being compromised because of the society in which we live. And so this is just a call for me to really say, as much as possible, I am going to try and live my life with integrity that's biblically based and that is not, you know, socially and culturally relative, because I've done that before. That's the way I live
maybe
my life. We're basically living in a society that's rife with witchcraft, because witchcraft says do as you want and do harm to none, and that's what we're looking at right now. Lie, it benefits you. Live in a way that is not biblically based, because it doesn't harm anybody. And so to not recognize that is to be deceived. So I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, don't lie to your children. Don't lie to yourself. As much as possible, be honest. Be honest even if you're lying, so that you can recognize what you're doing and get out of it. But as long as we're acting as if somehow we're going to expect this from others, when this is not their base whatsoever.
Nope.
I agree with you. So to me, that is exactly how I'm looking at it. I'm thinking I want as much as possible to mentally, physically, spiritually, socially prepare myself to exit this cesspool. And that's exactly what it is. We're in the middle of a mess. And I don't expect anything from anyone, because they're telling us all, you know, from the top down, lying is acceptable. You know, murder is acceptable. I mean, every violation of the commandments is acceptable if you forward your agenda. It's justifiable.
Yep. I agree.
I expect something as innocuous as lying to somebody about Santa Claus to be, ooh, they're thinking, oh, please, that's nothing. They have to just, they'll grow up, they'll shake it off, because after all, they have to learn how to deal with all of the other lies that are going to be told as
that's
they grow
true.
Up.
That's the truth. That is the truth. You know, you just said a mouthful, that is the truth. We got to shape them for the rest of the lives they're going to have to deal with as they grow up. Because it's going to be a whole lot of them. You know, a whole lot of them. Hold on, area code 513, your mic is open, you're on the air. I think this is Sister Couture. Oh, she hung up. Okay, her phone call dropped. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely correct. They don't expect it. There is no moral compass. It's none. It's just none. You know, it sounds good. It really do. It sounds real good, but there's none. None.
Well, how long has it been since they fired the lady that told the truth about Santa?
About who?
About the lady that told the truth about the children, the truth about Santa Claus.
Oh, it was a while ago, maybe about 3 months ago. I think I read the article about 3 months ago. Somebody told me that she got fired because she told them wasn't no Santa Claus, and the parents got mad.
Well, she ought to sue that school. Get her a lawyer and sue the school.
And
get her lawyer to subpoena Santa Claus, his elves, his wife. And if they don't show up for court, and if they don't show up for court, then that's to tell you right there. Subpoena Santa Claus, the elves, and Miss Claus.
That's right. Bring them out.
And if, yeah, and if they don't show up for court, then you know that they don't exist.
They don't exist. You know, you said a mouthful of mouth. You said it's a scene of everybody. Santa Claus, the elves, and Miss Claus. Bring them in there. They don't show up. I'm telling you, that's the truth. And you know it ain't real. You know, but I'm telling, like she said. It's, yes, ma'am, you're right.
Peter Rabbit and that chicken and then Cupid too.
That's right.
Okay.
Bring them all in court. Subpoena. Say, I demand for you to send them in, bring them in here. You know, that's what we get. Woo, area code 513. Your mic is open. You're on the air. Woo. This is Couture. Yes, ma'am. Oh, good. Shalom, family.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom, I want to follow up with you all on that mayor in Chicago. I knew the moment
But they arrested her. She was going after every black man she found because you know she's the first openly gay mayor of Chicago, right?
No, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
Nope, I know that.
Yep. She's the first openly gay mayor of Chicago, and she was backed by the gay community. And one of her platforms was that she wanted to make set aside for the gay community, not the black community and everything that's going on, but she wanted to put some set aside together for them. So I think it's a power struggle right there between them.
Possibly, could have been, possibly. I mean, you just never know. That's a possibility, sis. I didn't even know that. I didn't even know she was gay. I really didn't know none of that. Area code 720. Go ahead. Keep going, Sister Couture. I'm sorry.
Just going to say she's the first black and black female and openly gay mayor. And she still hostile to me.
Mike, that's a possibility. I don't, you know, like I said, those are the things that I didn't even know about that. I just couldn't get past he lied to me. I'm like, well, everybody lying around this time of the season. They're like the sin said, call them the subpoena Santa Claus, the elves, and Miss Claus, and bring them to court. And if they don't show up, they ain't real. That's the truth. Don't come in costume because you have to prove that you live on the North Pole in another dimension that we don't all live in. Because everybody wears a costume. And, you know, it's so ironic is that it's a society where everybody's in costume and nobody is who they say they are. And, you know, all this has got to be some sort of simulated experiment because ain't nobody who they say they really are. And they get mad at us because we don't accept the lie. We like, no, we ain't going to believe that. No, we know you're not the Israelites. We know we are. And then everybody tell you, well, we're not even going to acknowledge you. It don't matter whether you acknowledge it or not. We know we're the Israelites. And everybody the whole world has been shifted around, and everybody's in costume. It's something. I'm telling you. Something. Lord have mercy. Area code 720, your mic is open. You're on the air.
Oh, yeah, when you guys were talking about the Santa Claus thing, I was thinking about Colin Kaepernick, who takes the knee when it's time to do the Pledge of Allegiance because he doesn't agree with that, with liberty and justice for all. So it appears that a lie is acceptable as long as it's forgotten country, so to speak. And we're in churches where we're taught that the grace message covers for anything we might lie about. And so it's become acceptance or accepting in our society that there are certain degrees of lies that are okay, and I disagree with that. And lastly, I would like to say I have never smoked marijuana.
Well, that's good.
We're gonna put you in the category with Bill Clinton. He said that to me. He didn't smoke. He said he inhaled, but he didn't smoke. I got you. I understand, sis. I completely. Lord, have mercy. I loved it. I love it. Oh, Jesus, you know what? This is the real people talking. I love this because this is the real people getting an opportunity to say what they feel, you know, and you got to allow everyday people to be able to say something. And sometimes that's the very thing that will turn somebody around. You know what I'm saying? And say, these are everyday, ordinary people talking. And that's how we do it. We're just talking. You know, so it's just interesting. I tell you the truth. So, you know, you just put up, next time that question come up on an application, just put Bill Clinton, and I think you should be okay. Like, I think Bill Clinton. You know, you'll be all right. It's going to be all right. But nevertheless, this is what we're dealing with every day. Every day. This is what we deal with every day. So it's very interesting, you know, to live in this society and see the hypocrisy and see all of the things that are going on, you know, and the religious systems that are set up and the deceitfulness. I mean, you know, it's just unreal. you know, because everybody is being bamboozled because, you know, it's just unreal. I mean, it's really, it's hard to really watch, but sometimes you have those thoughts, you just sit back and say, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. You know?
You know what?
It's just all you can do.
You know, what's amazing is that when you lie, then you got to tell another lie to keep the lie going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you sure do.
My mother told me that a long time ago when I was a kid. She said, man, when you lie, then you're going to have to keep, you know, say, tell another lie to keep that lie mm-hmm. going, and then tell another mm-hmm. lie behind that to keep that one going. Come on, man.
That's right. And that's when you just don't say anything. Rather than to lie, just don't say nothing. You know, what's
right.
that statement that says, I refuse to speak on the grounds that it may incriminate me? Just don't say
that's
nothing.
Good.
Don't say nothing. You know, don't offer anything. Say, I'm not going to speak because I'm afraid that the words that come out of my mouth may incriminate me, so I'm not going to speak. And just don't say nothing. Because it's so easy to lie. It just rolls off. You know, and it's like, no, that's not true. That is not true. You
okay.
know, so. But I thought that was an interesting topic. I thought that laid the groundwork for us to come at this whole happy holiday thing from a whole nother perspective. And I think we have to stop doing that first because morally we need to do that. If that's the moral compass, then we need to follow it and we need to change. And when you learn better, you do better. We've all done it. Everybody has lied in one capacity or another. And, you know, those type of things we can change. And the things that we can change, we change. And that way we are better examples to ourselves and to our children, in my opinion. You know, and it's just my opinion. And who am I, you know, but we're just talking real people, ordinary people having a conversation.
Yeah,
anything
well, sometimes,
else before we dismiss? Go ahead, Brother Sonia.
Yeah, sometimes, man, we do that unconsciously. Like when you make
yeah.
promises to your children and you don't keep them, you understand? Now,
yeah.
it's a difference that when we make promises and then we say, well, son, I ain't going to be able to do that, you know, or, you understand, certain circumstances keep me from having to be able to do it. That's different, you understand, you know. But when you lie and don't make no excuse for your lie and don't show up for months and months.
Right.
You know, see, what we do is, you understand, we turn our children away from us, man, in that vein.
That's true. That is so very true.
Yes. Right. You know, rather than make a promise, you understand, well, I'm saying, hold your peace. You understand?
Exactly.
You know, until you know you got that promise locked in.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And when we learn better, we do better. We've all made mistakes. Nobody's perfect. But when you learn better, you do better. So,
absolutely.
You know, our words to the gentleman that lost his job, we're praying for you and your family. We are definitely mm-hmm. praying for you and your family. We're praying for whoever else was involved and their family. You know, that this will be straightened out, you know, and the Most High, you know, whatever punishment it is, if it's a punishment, whatever it is, take it in grace, you know, because we all get our chance on the chopping block with the Most High, but those he loves, he chastises. And you have to always remember that, you know, even though it'll make you a better person, some things are lost, but some things are best lost, you know, so we can move forward. And, you know, to the mayor, you know, you was doing your job, and we understand that. But, you know, when we talk about lying, we all have to stop lying. You know, whatever your personal walk of life is and whatever the reason behind it was, and I'm sure you had your reasons, but when we talk about lying, this is the season to correct all of those lies because we got to stop lying to our children. Anybody else have anything to say before we dismiss? I think this was a good show. I wanted to put this on the record. I will be sending this show to the Chicago Tribune or whatever the name of their newspaper is, and, you know, so we can put, because I think that we need to do this. This is very important that we need to understand, you know, what's going on and how we conduct our and govern ourselves. We got to stop. We really do. We have to stop. Anything else before we dismiss? I have an announcement. Brother Jeremiah and Sister Leona, I would like to be able to, I'm sorry, Sister Yesantia, I would like to meet with you guys tomorrow, if that's a good time, at 7 o'clock. Can you email me and say yes or no, and then we can proceed. And Brother Yerushalam and Sister Rachel, if you guys could give me a call after this, I would appreciate it real quick. And on that note, I thank you all for calling into the class. I have enjoyed myself. I think that you're a great bunch of people. I have enjoyed your comments and all of the things that were said today. And we're going to practice to do better. And we'll see you on Thursday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our newcomers class. And the number is 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. Let me say it again. It's 319-527-9197. And the access code is 256-039-POUND. The men's call will start on Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We would love for all of the men that get this information to call in to the call. The phone number for that is 720-820-1215. 720-820-1215. And it's a men's call that's going to be held and facilitated by Brother Yerushalam, and you're going to deal with men issues. This is the time, young ladies and gentlemen, if you have teenage young men, if you have single parents that have young men that have no one to talk to, this is what this is all about. It's an open forum for men to discuss men issues. And on that note, I say shalom, shalom to you all. I have enjoyed the call tonight. You guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Shalom, everyone.